Jobs pushes forward, adding the Mini, Shuffle, and Nano to his iPod empire.
But from the time it launched, every iteration just got kind of smaller, slimmer, sexier, sleeker, tinier.
The incredible shrinking iPod earns Apple a parody on Saturday Night Live.
Okay, wait a minute, Steve Jobs, I don't even think you're really holding anything.
I am. iPod Invisa, the perfect stocking stuffer. It holds 8 million songs.
The iPod would soon hold TV shows, music videos, even feature films, all downloadable on iTunes globally.
Whether it was in Asia or Australia, they were able to interact with your music almost instantly as people could in the US.
The iPod is so popular, even its commercials are capable of catapulting careers.
1, 2, 3, 4, tell me that you love me more.
If you look at an artist like Feist and her song 1, 2, 3, 4, I mean, this is a song that, you know, it had cracked the very, very bottom parts of the Billboard charts. But, you know, it started running in these Apple commercials, and literally, like, the next week, boom, it's at, like, number 20. Boom, it's at number 10.
Harry Shum is a star of the hit TV series Glee. But you might not recognize him here in Apple's Dancing Silhouette commercial.
I would always hear that Steve Jobs, you know, he has to prove it. He's very particular. He wants things simple. And I think that's what shaped the form of silhouette, which is a person dancing, maybe doing extraordinary moves, but in silhouette. So it made you feel that, hey, I could be one of those people holding those iPods, having fun. And I just thought that was so genius.